back to the Will Leach Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. I am back with the first time ever to have someone do two trivia podcasts. It could be no one better than Matt Norlander. Hello, Matt.
Hello. I am surprised, honored, thrilled, and terrified to be doing this for a second time. Because now I've got to match up with myself, and it's not good. Let's just do this.
130 is the number you're shooting for. That's your record last time. 179. Frank Schwab at Yahoo broke the game in Super Bowl.
Did he really?
He did. He broke the
game. I did not listen to the Schwab one yet. Yeah. Wow.
He broke the game. So he's at 179. Chuck Culpepper, 167. Jeff Passan, third place, 161. Those are the three kind of hallowed marks. So here we go. First is five point toss-up questions. Current events, toss-ups, and whatnot. Question number one. What potential top overall pick announced Monday that he will not be attending the NFL draft?
Jameis Winston.
That's correct for 5 points.
Look at that bell.
I know, I got a bell. It's so great. I have a bell. I've actually been ringing it. The only time I don't sit and just ring it all the time is during podcasts. I spent all my time doing that. Question number two. Zach Wheeler, one of the best young starting pitchers in baseball, will miss the rest of the season with a tear in his elbow. What star-crossed team does Wheeler pitch for?
The Mets.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number three. What team currently, as of Monday at 4:20 in the afternoon, has the most points in the NHL?
Sorry, I missed the rest of the question.
Yeah, of course. What team currently has the most points in the NHL?
You might have asked me this last time, and I didn't know. The Islanders?
That's incorrect. Good guess. There's actually a tie at this point between the Anaheim Ducks and the New York Rangers.
Okay.
Question number four. If the NBA season ended today, who would have the most ping pong balls for the NBA in the NBA draft lottery?
Oh, that's a great question. Do the Sixers still have the worst record? I'll say the Sixers. I don't know the bottom of the standings. Is it Philly?
That is incorrect. The New York Knicks. The New York Knicks actually.
Holy crap!
Have the most ping pong balls. Question number five: who would have the second most ping pong balls?
I gotta say the Sixers.
That's correct for 5 points.
Thank God.
Question number six: who is the only team in the NCAA tournament with a losing record?
Hampton, baby.
Correct for 5 points. Question number seven. Name four of the five teams from the original 120 Division I teams who have still never made the NCAA tournament.
Northwestern, the Citadel, Bill and Mary, St. Francis. No, hold on. Northwestern, the Citadel, Bill and Mary, Army. That's four of five.
That's four. You get
is St. Francis the fifth. I don't feel like it is.
Yeah, they are. That's
it. It is. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was kind of tricking myself there.
Well
okay.
done. All right. Question number eight. There are six schools in the tournament this year who are in the top 10 all time of tournament appearances without ever reaching a Final Four.
Whoa.
So I'll slow down and clear up that question. So when you look at the top 10 all times, the teams that have made the most tournaments without reaching a Final Four. Top 10. Six of them are in the tournament this year. Name two.
Without a Final Four. Okay. Oh, my God. That is an absolutely superb trivia question. Because who hasn't made a freaking Final Four? Okay. Give me Gonzaga.
All right, I'm going to need your second answer.
And give me Iowa State.
You got one of them correct for 2.5 points. I'm giving you 2.5 because that's
Gonzaga
really
didn't qualify.
Gonzaga did qualify. Gonzaga is on there. Iowa State is not. The ones that you missed were the other ones are UAB. The all-time leader with 29 tournament appearances without a Final Four.
They're the all-time leader?
No, BYU is the all-time leader.
Why didn't I think of BYU? Wow, yeah, okay.
BYU is the all-time leader with 29. Davidson, Gonzaga, San Diego State, and tied with Missouri for second all-time Final Fours without making all-time appearances without Final Four, Xavier.
Man, that is just an awful job by me.
You got one. I'm giving you 2.5 points. It's a tough question. All right. All right, question number nine. Who's the leading scorer in left in this NCAA tournament. He also happens to have been the leading scorer in all of college basketball this year.
That's got
to
be Tyler Harvey at Eastern Washington.
That's correct for 5 points. And the last question. The Final Four will be held in Indianapolis this year. Who won the national championship the last time it was held in Indianapolis?
Duke.
That's correct. I don't remember how the last shot of that game ended. Do you? It's one of the most amazing things that's ever happened. If that goes in, good Lord, I'm still shaking. All right, next we get, so you got 37.5. Very well done. 37.5 out of that. So next up is topical. I'm going to name an NCAA tournament MVP. You tell me the team he won the award for. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Question number one, Lou Alcindor.
UCLA.
Correct for 5 points. Question number two, Juan Dixon.
Maryland.
Correct for 5 points. Question number three, Miles Simon.
Arizona.
Correct. Question number four, Anderson Hunt.
UNLV.
Correct. Question number five, Wayne Ellington.
UNC.
Correct.
The most overlooked and forgotten one ever, by the way.
The confidence with which you said that makes me worry you're going to sweep this category. Question number six.
No, I just jinxed myself. But, like, people, if you could ask people on that UNC team who won it, people would not think Wayne Ellington first, second, or third.
Question number six, David Thompson.
David Thompson was NC State.
Correct. Question number seven, Jerry West.
Jerry West was, hold on, why am I doing this? Because it's Jerry West, West Virginia. Jerry Lucas was Ohio State, so West Virginia.
That's correct for 5 points. Question number eight, Jeff Shepard.
Kentucky.
Correct. Question number nine, Purvis Ellison.
Louisville.
And for the sweep, question number 10, Butch Lee.
Okay, that's a good one. Butch Lee. Oh, I feel like I know it. My brain is turning here. I don't feel like you double up teams. Like, part of me wants to say like that Kentucky team, but I couldn't. You know what? And now, all right, whatever. I'll say like I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm gonna say North. Nah, you already said North Carolina though.
I have doubled up in topical many times.
You have. So you know. If you've doubled up, I'm going to say Kentucky.
That's incorrect. I did not double up this time, however. Marquette.
Marquette is
the answer on that one. So 9 out of 10, obviously very well done. Now we go to team nicknames. 10 points if you need no hints. 5 points if you do. But, you know, if you don't know, definitely go for a hint because you don't get a second chance.
Okay.
Team nicknames. Number one, and remember, of course, if you don't know, I will give you the name of the arena they play in and or the stadium and their mascot. All right, question number one. The Connecticut short season Class A minor league baseball team.
What in the world?
You live in Connecticut.
I know, but I'm just like...
Short season Class A minor league baseball team, Connecticut.
So...
And if you don't have any idea, and it doesn't sound like you do...
Well, I mean, I know of a minor league team. Well, yeah, just give me the hint.
Okay, they play at Senator Thomas Dodd Memorial Stadium, and their mascot is CT the Tiger.
The Sound Tigers. No.
Say it again?
The Sound Tigers?
They're the Tigers. They're just the Tigers, unless they're known as...
Okay, no, that's different. That's different.
I don't know. I don't know my Connecticut teams, but...
That's okay. There's a hockey team called the Sound Tigers.
Oh, nope, so. They are just the Tigers. That's incorrect. Bang. That's it. Okay. I don't do a lot of buzzes here, but I felt like just to clear my throat, I was doing that one. All right, question number two. Texas Southern men's and women's basketball team.
They are the Tigers.
That's correct for 10 points. They play at the Health and Physical Education Arena, which is one of my favorite things that these tiny colleges play in. They always play basically...
Yes, like Long Island does, the Health and Wellness Center.
Where like people are usually just eating lunch in the cafeteria. And their mascot is a tiger, so that would help. Question number three, the North Florida men's and women's basketball team.
The Ospreys.
That's correct for 10 points. They play at the UNF Arena in Ozzie Osbury, which is kind of a great name.
Nice.
Question number four, the Barcelona NFL Europe team.
You and your NFL Europe, man. This is not my guess, but like when you say that, I want to say the Fire or the Rain, but that's not my guess. So give me the hint.
They played at Montjuic Stadium, and their mascot is the Dragon.
Okay, so are they the Fire? Are they the Barcelona Fire, or are they the Barcelona Dragons?
I don't know. There's only one person that's authorized to answer that question.
Dragon.
That's correct for five.
All righty.
And number four, the Phoenix WNBA team.
That's got to be the Mercury, right?
That's correct for 10 points. Okay. Well done. They play at Talking Stick Resort Arena, which I've been to, and their mascot, amusingly, is Scorch. All right, so you are doing very well, sir. You are already at 117.5 points. Do I have that right? Yep, 117.5 points going into Outburst. As we all know, Outburst, we put 10 seconds on, 1 minute, excuse me, on the clock, and you can shout out as many answers as you can. There are no penalties for wrong answers. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. No point, so just shout out whatever you want. The 10 largest cities in the state of Connecticut. The 10 largest cities by population in the state of Connecticut.
Okay,
one minute on the clock.
Yep.
Go.
Hartford.
Yes.
Bridgeport.
Yes.
Stamford.
Yes.
Danbury.
Yes.
Let's see. New London?
No.
Middletown?
No.
Are we talking East Hartford, West Hartford? Are these qualifying?
No, neither one of those are. West Hartford, yes. Sorry, West Hartford, yes. East Hartford, no.
Waterbury?
Yes.
Berlin?
No.
New Milford?
No.
Brookfield?
No.
Norwalk, where I live?
Norwalk, yes.
What else? Farmington?
No. 10 seconds.
Wallingford.
No.
Meriden.
No. And time.
Weathersfield.
You got seven. No. Okay. You got Hartford, Bridgeport, Stamford, Danbury, West Hartford, Waterbury, and Norwalk. It's funny. I look at these names and I'm like, wow, every city in Connecticut has the exact same name. The ones that you missed, Bristol.
Wow. Bristol. That. Stop it. Gosh, that is just so awful.
Bristol, New Britain.
Hard hit New Britain, homeless in Connecticut State University.
And New Haven.
Oh my God. Like, this is stupid. Like, how did I not say New Haven?
So hard on yourself. It's a tough game, man. It's a lot of pressure. All right, 1 minute on the clock.
I think New Haven is the biggest city in Connecticut.
I think it might be Bridgeport, actually, which is surprising.
It might be Bridgeport. Yeah.
All right, so 10 seconds, one minute on the clock. Give me the last, the last 10 teams to win the national championship. Now, if they've won more than one, they only count once. The last 10 universities to have won the national championship. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
All right. I'm just going to talk this out here. So 2014 was UConn.
Yes.
2013 was Louisville. 2012 was Kentucky.
Yes.
2011 was UConn. 2010 was Duke. Yes. 2009 Carolina,
yes.
08 Kansas, 07 yes. Florida,
yes.
05 Carolina, 04 was UConn, 03 was Syracuse, 02 yes. was Maryland,
yes.
2001 was Duke, 2000 was Michigan State.
That's all. You got me. That's it.
There we go.
Well done.
All right, I
think you had that one. All right, so that's 10 points. Well done. All right, here we go. 1 minute on the clock. There's actually a tie for eighth on a three-way tie for ninth on this. So there's actually 12 answers, even though you can only get 10 points, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Give me 10 of the 12 teams who have made the most Final Fours, in the history of the Final Four. Give me the schools that have made the most. There are 12 on the list. You only have to give me 10. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Kentucky.
Yes.
Duke.
Yes.
UCLA.
Yes.
North Carolina.
Yes.
Kansas.
Yes.
Louisville?
Yes.
Okay, where are we going from there? I said Duke and North Carolina.
Yes. Kentucky, UCLA, Kansas.
Florida?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Oklahoma?
No.
Maryland?
No.
Illinois?
No.
Purdue?
No.
St. John's?
No.
Indiana?
Yes. You have 10 seconds.
Jeez, how am I so awful? Who am I forgetting? UConn?
No.
Syracuse. Michigan State.
Time. Michigan State, I will give you just another the buzzer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Kentucky, Duke, UCLA, North Carolina, Kansas, Louisville, Indiana, and Michigan State. Those are the 8. The 4 you missed. Arkansas.
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Ohio State.
Yep.
And Oklahoma State.
You know, Oklahoma State flashed through my mind, but I didn't think they would have been in that. Okay.
Here we go. 1 minute on the clock. Give me 10 of the top 12 seeds. I specifically, when we did this, did not give you the seeds, just so I could still keep this question. Give me 10 of the top 12 seeds in this year's NIT.
Oh, my gosh.
1 minute on the clock. Go.
First of all, that is so sneaky good. That is incredibly. All right, so you would have had. I didn't. Oh, great. I don't know, man. So Colorado State.
Yes.
Old Dominion.
Yes.
Temple and Richmond.
Yes, yes.
Murray State?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Who else is in the field, Will? Miami's in the field.
Yes.
Illinois is in the field.
Yes.
Stanford?
Yes.
Green Bay?
No.
Illinois State. They play Illinois State. I remember.
No.
That.
That's a 4-5 game.
Okay.
Man. 10 seconds.
Oh, Rhode Island. Rhode
yes.
Island?
Yes. Okay. You only need one more.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy.
And time. But yeah. Well done. You got 9. You got Colorado State, Old Dominion, Temple, Richmond, Murray State, Miami, Illinois, Stanford, and Rhode Island. You missed Louisiana Tech.
Mm.
You said Temple. Texas A&M and Tulsa.
Mm, okay.
Okay, 17, 25, 34. Okay, you are at an excellent total so far of 117.5 plus 34 is 151.5. Very
good. Right.
So you are currently, with one more to go, you are currently in fourth place.
Okay.
You break into the hallowed halls of the top three, which is extremely difficult. There's a big gap. You've passed Matt Brown, who is at 137 in fourth. And Matthew Leach, also at 137 and fourth. And third is Jeff Passan at 161. So you need all of these to finish third.
Okay.
You need all of them to finish
third. That will not be happening, so let's just do this.
1 minute on the clock. The 10 coaches in this year's NCAA tournament who have the most wins. The 10 coaches in this tournament that have the most wins.
Okay, you're okay if I just, like, rattle these off then? Names?
That's the job. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Calipari?
Yes.
Huggins?
Yes.
Rick Barnes?
Yes.
Mike Bray?
No.
Bill Self?
Yes.
Tom Izzo?
No.
Wow. Tom Izzo is not on that list. Lon Kruger?
Yes.
Patino?
Yes.
Jay Wright?
No.
Mike Krzyzewski?
No. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Bo Ryan?
No.
Dana Altman?
Yes.
Yeah, surprisingly high on that list. Roy Williams?
Yes.
Thad Matta?
No.
Mark Few?
No.
Bob McKillop?
No.
Larry Brown?
No.
John Thompson III? Who else am I forgetting that's in the field? Who else? Chris Mack?
No.
Tom Crean?
No.
I mean, you know, Larry Shiat, Mark Gottfried.
No.
How many am I missing?
You're missing one. You're only missing one. You have 10 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Tony Bennett.
No.
Rick Bird.
No.
No, Rick Bird?
I don't think so.
Oh, Steve Fisher.
That's right. You got it.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done.
So, is it most tournament wins or most all-time wins?
Most all-time wins. Tom Izzo is below Steve Fisher.
Okay, and so Fisher has more than 700?
Fisher is at
Bird has more than 700, but I don't think
we're
all
talking Division 1A. We're talking Division 1A.
There we go. Okay.
So that we're talking Division 1A. That's why Bo Ryan is probably not on there.
That's why. There we go. Okay.
So it doesn't matter because you get all 10. So congratulations, you made it. You placed all time. Very, very well done at 161.
Wow, that was.
It came in at the buzzer. Very, very.
That was.
Very well done.
My gosh.
So, sir, that was as exciting as I was hoping it would be.
That was very exciting, very thrilling. Thanks so much for having me on.
Of course.
Always a thrill to be part of the trivia, very much so. If we happen to find ourselves out at the Final Four and there is a bar with some trivia, I would love to team up and have some fun in that regard.
That's on. We will both trounce everyone and have them everyone else there and have them, of course, be this for being dorks.
All right, buddy. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, man. All right, thank you to Matt Norlander. Follow him on Twitter at Matt Norlander, MattNorlander. This is Willie's Experience, music for the Sundogs, rating for the Sundogs. Matt's got to go. I'm going off really fast. I'll see you all next week with the baseball preview. Bye!